Moat. I'm Jeff Custer. U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi arrived in Japan Thursday, more than a day after she left Taiwan. But her visit to that self-ruled island continues to reverberate. In response to Pelosi's visit, China deployed scores of planes and other warships in the Taiwan Strait Thursday and fired live missiles near Taiwan in its biggest ever military exercise in the area. The Taiwanese Defense Ministry says China's military fired ballistic missiles into the waters near Taiwan's eastern, southern, and northern coasts in a series of volleys Thursday afternoon, Taiwan time. China's state broadcaster confirmed China's military fired multiple conventional missiles into the waters off Taiwan as part of exercises it says will run through midday Sunday. Shortly before Pelosi's arrival to Japan, the Japanese government protested that five missiles appeared to land in its economic zone. Japanese Defense Minister Nobu Kishi told reporters it was the first time that ever happened, and the government strongly protested through diplomatic channels. China's saber-rattling and military buildup in recent years has led Japan to strengthen its ties with regional and NATO allies. Japanese Foreign Minister Yoshima Hayashi told VOA, Russia's invasion of Ukraine has focused minds on threats in the Indo-Pacific region.
Even in this region, the logic of brute force is gaining more traction over the rule of law. And the strategic balance in the region is increasingly challenged for Japan and the United States. We are facing a watershed moment. What is happening in Ukraine must never be allowed anywhere in the world, including especially in the Indo-Pacific.
This is VOA News. A Russian judge Thursday convicted and sentenced U.S. basketball star Brittney Griner in her drug trial. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has details.
Griner had told the court she made an honest mistake in having cannabis oil at Moscow's airport.
I never meant to break any laws here.
And she showed little emotion as the judge sentenced her to 9 years in prison.
This is a miscarriage of justice.
U.S. Embassy official Elizabeth Rood says the Biden administration will keep working to free Griner. President Biden calls the outcome unacceptable and urges Russia to immediately release Griner after a politically charged trial, which could lead to a prisoner exchange. Sagar Magani, Washington.
As she was led from the courtroom in handcuffs, Griner looked into a news camera and said, I love my family. Negotiators from the United States and the EU arrived in Vienna on Thursday to discuss with Iran the possibility of restoring the 2015 nuclear deal that restricted Tehran's nuclear abilities. These talks come directly after Iran announced earlier this week their new capability to create a nuclear weapon. Iran's chief nuclear negotiator and the EU's Enrique Mora have discussed the revival of the nuclear deal, but there's little expectation from all parties for reconciliation. The EU's top diplomat, Josep Borrell, has even warned the space for additional significant compromises has been exhausted. Iran has refused to speak with the United States, so there's been no direct contact between the two countries. Despite this, the U.S. Special Envoy for Iran, Bob Malley, traveled to Vienna to be part of the discussions, but said he went with his expectations in check. Iran and the United States will speak back and forth through Mora. The 2015 nuclear deal was used to create boundaries on Iran's nuclear abilities in exchange for lifting economic sanctions. In 2018, then-U.S. President Donald Trump pulled out of the deal and forced even stronger sanctions on Iran. Citing an unnamed official close to the case, the Associated Press is reporting former Puerto Rican Governor Wanda Vasquez has been arrested Thursday on corruption charges. The official, who was not authorized to talk about the case, said two other unidentified people were also arrested along with the former governor. It marks the first time that a former leader of the Caribbean island and a U.S. territory has faced federal charges. A spokesman for Vasquez offered no comment on the report Thursday. In mid-May, Vasquez's attorney told reporters that he and his client were preparing for possible charges against her, but the former governor at the time denied any wrongdoing. Repeating the hour's top story, U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi arrived in Japan Thursday, more than a day after she left Taiwan, but her visit to that self-ruled island continues to reverberate. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.
Music and more.
Music and more.
Music and more.
VOA.
One.
Yeah.